is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
Mark is out. He probably will be joining us at a later time. I guess there's some sort of a hearing on death penalty here in New Hampshire. I believe the death penalty exists, and maybe they're thinking about getting rid of it. I don't know.
That would be a good plan.
Yeah. So he's out looking at that and involving himself in that tonight. 800-259-9231. We're going to start right out with your phone calls. But coming up, plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight, including the results of the new cigarette tax in New York City. If you know anything about prohibition, you might be able to predict the results. If you don't, maybe you'll learn a thing or two. And let's go first, though, to TSA George, listening in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hello, George.
What's up, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I know I'm a little slow on this. Forgive me, I'm a bureaucrat. But a couple of days ago, I was listening to your podcast about Paul Hogan and how he's not allowed to leave Australia over tax evasion. Supposedly, they say $30 million in taxes or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. The famous Australian actor Paul Hogan is, you know, they're going after him. They're actually keeping him in Australia. They've ordered him to not leave the government or the zone of Australia until they get this ironed out. And George, are you on a speakerphone or something like that?
No, I'm on a cell phone. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually in the bathroom. I'm just kind of thinking, let me get out of here real quick.
Hey, man.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better. You got to do what you got to do, though. So.
Yeah, I was on the pot here.
Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, yeah, you said that why don't you just get to leave any time like that? Like, there's no, you can't really leave Australia the way you can leave the U.S., though.
What do you mean?
Speaking from experience, since I was there 3 years back,
mm-hmm.
you actually have an immigration, line, just like an immigration line. You go there and you see their immigration person, so they can stamp you out, and that's everyone, citizens and tourists alike.
So they don't do that in the United States. I've never flown internationally. I've been on a couple of cruises, but I've never actually gone anywhere else.
When you're flying out, of the U.S. at any U.S. airport, you just go to the gate, you're like, oh, it's just free to leave, per se, physically.
Hmm.
But when you're at the international stuff, they have every airport's got an international terminal and a regular domestic terminal,
so,
like two airports in the same space.
So there's no way to get out from the airports, at least, unless you perhaps maybe go to a private airport and fly out on a private plane. I'm guessing that might be a way around that, or put yourself on
or
a cargo ship.
Yeah,
sailboat.
Yeah.
You're not going to walk out of Australia, that's for sure.
Certainly not.
Nope.
Hey, thanks for the info on that, George. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Just that I'm probably, when I'm in New York City 6 weeks from now, I'm going to leave back to that country and New Zealand, by the way. I'm going to see New Zealand, too. I'll probably go, you know, maybe just selling a pack of cigarettes at the price I paid just as a little discount in defiance of that stupid tax law.
Yeah, we'll give you some more information about that coming up, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Greg in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg. Greg, Massachusetts going once. Greg? In Massachusetts, going twice. Do we have Greg? No. There he is.
Okay.
Greg, you're on the air.
You there now? Okay,
yes, sir.
Sorry about that.
Go for it. No problem.
So I live in Boston right now, but I did grow up in Cleveland, Ohio. And I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on there this week, because 2 years ago, actually, while I was still living there, 150 FBI agents raided the county offices and local businessmen and homes. And between then and now, 35 people were arrested and pled guilty to various corruption and bribery schemes. However, no major officials had been arrested or charged until this week, and it's getting interesting, so I want to talk about what's going on there.
Yeah, what's all that about?
Yeah, so the county auditor today pled guilty in court to 21 counts of corruption, To give you an idea, in one scheme alone, he made $1.2 million in kickbacks. You know, classic boss tweed scheme where basically, you know, that he gives, the county gives a lucrative contract to someone and they give him money, free home repairs, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
So he's going to go to jail for 21 years, which at 60 years old may be a life sentence for him. But when things really got interesting was when Jimmy DeMora, who was a former Democratic Party chair of the county and one of the county commissioners, got arrested. He's pleading not guilty. He's determined to fight this to the end. But it came out that not only was he taking millions of dollars in bribes, he actually traded contracts for hookers in Las Vegas. And more interesting, though, the day they arrested him, something happened which they were not expecting, which was two judges from the county got arrested because they took bribes from Frank Russo to help out the people who were bribing Frank Russo or caught up in court cases. So you got,
how did this crack? How did this case crack? Because it sounds to me like these kind of stories, I think, are a little more common than are otherwise revealed, because typically these good old boys are all in together, and as you're saying here, I mean, this corruption is all across the county government or the city government, and so I wonder what happened. What led them to uncover this in the first place?
So there were a few things that garnered their attention. One of them, number one was, the county sold a piece of property to Forest City Enterprises for $400,000. And later, the county bought that same piece of property back from them for $3 million. That raised a red flag. And the second issue that raised a red flag here is that the FBI had undercover agents going around to Cleveland City building inspectors offering them bribes to mark buildings as being dilapidated or whatever, so that way these, you know, fictitious companies the FBI agents were working for could buy them for cheaper. And the inspectors accepted the bribes, and when they investigated that, it led them all the way up to the highest levels of county government. But
interesting.
What I will say at the end of this is, you know, of course, the FBI, now that they made the arrests, is on TV championing about how this is the end of an era of corruption. And citizens are talking about, well, the citizens are about how glad they are that they can move on and how, you know, the new form of county government will be so much better. And I'll say this, because Jimmy DeMora, the other pinhead of this, is he's fighting this in court, declaring himself innocent. And you know what? I decided, I hope he walks away scot-free, because if he walks away, only if he walks away scot-free will the people in that county actually realize how bad they are getting screwed by government in every state, every single day. If he is convicted and goes to jail, it's another, you know, the FBI wins, right? They can claim that they've put corruption to an end. So screw it. Let the guy walk free.
Huh. That's very interesting, and I would hope that if you find out what happens to that guy, you'll let us know down the line, because I think it's a curious story, and I don't know if that guy is let walk. I don't know if that'll do anything. I mean, because, okay, maybe these Americans that you're talking about will come to the conclusion in that case that, huh, looks like they didn't root out the corruption after all. They let old Jimmy walk, so that means that somebody got bought off or whatever, and so, better keep paying property taxes. Wouldn't want these corrupt, evil men to actually target us with any kind of retribution or retaliation. So I don't know if it matters so much as to whether or not Americans believe that the government is corrupt. I think that a lot of Americans understand that. I mean, you can ask people the question, how do you know a politician's lying? Well, when their lips are moving. Most people get that joke and they think it's funny. And that's because they know that politicians lie. And they've been lied to time and time again. And they've seen corruption stories hit the news all across the country. In many cases, it does hit locally, and despite all that, people still pay. They still obey, and that's really the crux of this issue.
Well, they still believe the politicians when they're campaigning. They still campaign promises mean anything.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate the story at 800-259-9231. I wanted to just focus a little bit more on this, people and what they believe about government versus what they do about government. And it comes kind of ties back into the voting issue, which we haven't really addressed significantly, and I want to come back to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, but you can bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Got live streams. We've got listen lines. Live streams, listen lines, 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is available to you to stream live to your ears. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy
the broadband version of the show, or maybe you don't have the greatest internet connection in the world, you can use our dial-up connection or our dial-up stream as well. Plus, listen lines, if you don't have any internet connection, you can just call up with any phone that can dial long distance, and you can listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? You're tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And last night we kind of had a brief recap of some political success up here in New Hampshire. Was talking about how as frustrating as the political system is for me, I find it to be a very poor way of achieving any kind of semblance of increased liberty.
Yeah, I just find it kind of boring myself.
Oh, it's incredibly dull. And there's a reason for that, right? Because these people that are involved in the corruption that Greg was talking about earlier, which I believe is rife throughout the system. And of course it is, right? The system is based on violence. The government is an inherently violent institution. It is the violent monopoly, as Barack Obama has said. And so, of course, you're going to find corruption throughout the different levels of government, right?
Well, the entire incentive structure is wrong. They get their money no matter how good a job they do, so why do they really need to even care about it?
No, they don't. They don't care. You just keep paying. That's what's important to them, and they'll do whatever they feel like with it because they know they can usually get away with it. When you get this wide-cutting corruption probe like Greg was talking about earlier that happened in Ohio, it's very unusual when that news hits. Not because corruption's unusual, but because it's just unusual that they get caught.
Well, sometimes it's just so obvious. The deal he said was something like they sold a property for $300,000 and bought it back for $3 million.
$3 million, $4 million, yeah.
I'm sorry, 1,000% return rate just does not happen.
Yeah.
There's definitely a bit of corruption there.
So the Free State Project is a bunch of liberty-minded people that are coming together. They're joining in from all around the country, around the world even, to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. And that means different things. It means getting active for in politics and doing other things, like outside the system stuff, like civil disobedience or creating your own media, that kind of thing. So we're seeing some amazing success, even at this early stage, despite all the detractors that might be out there. I think things are going pretty well. But one of the issues that is sometimes controversial amongst the liberty community is the issue of voting. And as to whether or not it is a good idea, is it moral to vote? And I got this email in here from, I don't know if I should say who it's from. But it's from a friend of the show, and he writes, first, I hope all is well in Keene, and he goes on to say that he looks forward to being back here in Keene. I wanted to email you about the whole thing for Andrew Carroll. I get that FreeKeene.com would cover it because it's Keene news, but my question is, why would you decide to vote, as well as encourage others to, in any election? If I misunderstood this action, please accept my apology. We've had conversations about the folks in Agorist Acres voting, and I thought we had the same conclusions on that matter. I know everyone has to use the state at some point, whether that be roads, public property, or RV dumps for that matter, but voting and anarchism, no matter the flavor you subscribe to, just don't mix, in my mind. Would it not be safe to state that helping someone get elected would be to promote force, theft, and violence?
It certainly could be said, but sometimes there actually is a principled candidate who actually will try to do the right thing, and I would certainly make that statement about Andrew Carroll. I was not able to vote for him myself. I don't live in the district, mm-hmm. But had I been here, I would have gone through the trouble of registering. And
you wouldn't have felt like you were endorsing violence by giving the system a vote?
No, I don't think so.
You're not endorsing the inherent violence in the system by granting it legitimacy in some way?
Well, How do they know that I endorsed it? How do they know that I voted? How do they know who I voted for? It's a secret ballot.
Check you off as to whether or not you voted. Information may be public.
I don't know how public that is. But
they also don't know if you actually... Right. They certainly don't know for whom you voted. And they don't know... You could have just taken the ballot in and not filled anything in on it.
Certainly.
I
could have gone in and filled in my own name for every position and dropped it in the box. It's not going to win me an election, but...
Right, but the allegation is that it's an endorsement of the system. And I think it jumps to a conclusion. I think that jumps to the conclusion that anybody sees it that way. I think that the only people that are likely to see someone voting as an endorsement of the system is somebody who is, you know, the most principled kind of anarchist out there. They're going to be the ones that look at that and say, oh, you've endorsed the system. But everybody else just looks at it as, oh, this is voting. Right? So does anybody who's not an anarchist or an agorist or whatever, somebody who's like completely outside of the system, does anybody who's not really educated to that mindset ever look at voting and casting a vote as, oh, yeah, that person fully endorses the system that that they voted for?
Well, voting doesn't necessarily imply endorsement. It can certainly be done defensively. In some cases, it may be the only weapon you have against the state if short of straight-up noncompliance and putting yourself in a jail cell, which is not an option for everybody.
You're right. It's the easy way out, right? I mean, it's the non-activist way of trying desperately within this rigged system to make changes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not embracing voting with all of my heart and saying this is a solution for freedom. No, I think that voting is a rigged system. I think it's just like a game that they set up, that they allow you to play to give you the illusion that you're actually going to change something. I don't go into the voting booth believing that that casting the vote there is going to do anything. Even in local elections, I still don't really believe it's going to do much. I won't bother with a federal election. I don't care about that. I know that no difference shall be made with one vote in that election.
Nothing can be done in that one.
Right.
All.
And on top of that, I don't participate in the federal government, so I feel it would be wrong of me to cast a vote in those elections. That I do feel wrong about doing. But on a local basis, I do pay the local criminal gang. I do go every half a year and shell out thousands of dollars because I'm not ready to stop. You know, I'm not ready to take that level of risk. At some point, man, it gets harder and harder to pay that money every time, let me tell you. So at some point, I might just be ready to stop, in which case, then I don't know how I would feel about voting. Although, even if I were paying 60% or 40% of the tax bill, I'd still feel like I could go ahead and vote at that point. So I want to continue here, and your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Is voting an endorsement of the system? And would not voting change anything? I don't think so. And I'll explain why here in a few moments. And there's evidence that not voting does not change anything. 800-259-9231, if that's enough double negatives. 1-800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves, Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerous
dangerously rising radiation levels. NukeAlert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See NukeAlert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just-released peel-and-stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E-Bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake. The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian. And Sean is falling asleep
on
his mic.
Sorry.
Sean is here, and we'll take your calls about anything at 800-259-9231. No chatting with a girlfriend while you're on the air, Sean.
No. This is actually my wife showed up in the chat room, too. So.
Oh, boy. We do have a chat room, by the way. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can interact and watch the show at the same time. You can watch, listen, and chat with other folks all there over at cam.freetalklive.com. And it's all brought to you by Memory Dealers. It's free. Thanks to memorydealers.com, they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. MemoryDealers.com, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. That's MemoryDealers.com. So, we're going to continue here. An email came in from a friend of the show. And he's talking about voting. And he's one of these guys that is just completely outside the system. I will not vote because I believe there's something inherently wrong with it, that voting is an endorsement of the system. And I found this at one point to be a persuasive argument and have since I've since rejected it. And I think that as long as there is coercion going on, as long as the government people are forcing us into their system that we don't want to be involved in, it's not that I don't want to have the roads paid for or anything like that. I don't mind paying for services I receive.
I just don't like being forced to pay for it. That's my issue.
Yeah, I'd really rather be able to choose which services I want to pay for.
Right.
I do not use the public schools. If I had children, I would not use the public schools.
And I don't have an objection to education. I just have an objection to government education, and I would rather support education on with voluntary means through consent. So as long as coercion is being used, the government's system allows for a very small amount of opportunity to change it. Every 2 to 4 years, you get the chance to cast one market signal for the government. Because normally in the marketplace, you're given the opportunity to have an unlimited amount of market signals. Everything you do is a market signal. When you go shop somewhere, you know, you're sending a signal that you think the deal is good enough to make the purchase, or if you have a problem, you can talk to management anytime you want. And if they don't take action, you can go to the competitor. I mean, there's all kinds of signals that market actors, stores and businesses and individuals and things like that are receiving. Government, not so much. Not so much. It's usually just the elections is pretty much the only time when they will acknowledge the market signals. And even that is questionable because, well, are the elections rigged? They could very well be. We've certainly seen plenty of stories about the voting machines. What was it? They hacked one, put Pac-Man on it without even...
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That was incredible.
So, yeah, there's a lot of stories like that. So as long as there's force being employed upon me, I don't have any problem with involving myself to whatever level I feel is appropriate in their system. And sometimes being in the system doesn't mean you have to do things as they've always been done. For instance, I tried to run as a candidate for mayor last year as nobody. Because
nobody, yes.
Yeah, they'll allow you to put, well, it's supposed to allow you to put a nickname in between your first and last name. So I put the nickname Nobody in there. Now, they, of course, came up with reasons why I couldn't do that. But nonetheless, it made for some good blog posts. It made for, you know, a little bit of controversy. And I milked it for everything that it was worth. And had I been allowed to actually get on the ballot as Nobody, that would have been even more fun.
Well, certainly. I mean, everybody knows nobody keeps promises and nobody is honest.
Yeah. You could do stuff like that. Great campaign slogans, and of course, it pokes fun at the system. So that was an in-the-system thing, but it wasn't the way things are normally done. And the candidate that ran here in Keene just recently, Andrew Carroll, is an out-and-out anarchist. I mean, the guy admits that he publicly that he's an anarchist. How could I not support a candidacy like that? And I contributed financially to his campaign, and I was actually able to successfully go out and cast a vote. He didn't win, but there have been times up here in New Hampshire where the turnout has been so low that one vote has made a difference.
Sure.
There's no denying that those situations can exist on a smaller scale. Does it mean I endorse the system? No. It's just a way to have some minor level of an effect. But more so than that, it's also about getting the word out about freedom. Because if you've got a political candidate who's running for office on a principled message of let's get rid of the government, or 95% principled, I mean, there's always it's politics, so yeah. Some people are going to not necessarily go all the way. But if you've got somebody that's really, really out there with a message of liberty, then that helps to have them inside the system because, well, whether you like it or not, the system means something to people.
Sure.
They pay attention.
The Ron Paul campaign brought a lot of attention to the ideas of liberty, and I'm sure brought on a few people who now call themselves anarchists. So...
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I've met some of them. I mean, some of them have come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project because they found the Ron Paul campaign. Because, you know, you find Ron Paul, you find Free Talk Live, you find the Free State Project or something like that. Or you find Ron Paul and his speech at the Free State Project convention, etc.
Yeah. Start with an idea, and as you explore it, you find more and better ideas. It wasn't Ron Paul. It was Ayn Rand who got me started. But, yeah, within the course of less than a year, I went from pretty much a small government minarchist constitutionalist to a full-fledged anarchist.
That's an amazing transition, in my opinion. I mean, for a lot of people, that takes years. So the information that's available now makes it so that transition can happen faster for people. So ignoring this venue for literally next to free attention. Here in New Hampshire, it's $2 to run for a city council seat here in Keene, or if you want to run for a state house, I think that's also $2. It's not a big investment in the state, right, to put this money in there. And in return for that, you get a news, you know, you probably get a newspaper article about you, or you get interviewed on a local talk show, and you get to watch the status squirm. I mean, these people were freaking out about Andrew Carroll running as a Democrat. They had a coordinated campaign to do everything they could to stop Andrew Carroll from possibly making it to the general election. It's my understanding that at their meetings, they agreed to, you know, write letters to the editor. The Democrat insiders, the establishment Democrats, were writing letters to the editor about how this Andrew Carroll is an imposter and he's not a real Democrat and don't vote for Andrew Carroll, whatever you do. And they're handing out flyers on voting day recommending that people vote for just the establishment candidates. And they're calling talk radio with just sad, sad desperation in their voices because they're worried.
So what are they going to do in 2 years' time when Andrew Carroll runs his second campaign and some other principled anarchist decides, you know what, this worked really well for Andrew Carroll, I'm going to do it too. If it's the same they have eight possible choices for seven seats, then one of them is going to get in.
Well, no, they can have more than eight. They can have 15.
I know they can have however
seven.
Many they'd like, but
so it just all depends.
If nobody signs up to run,
well, hey. that's another thing, right? Because they when I was talking with one of the candidates out at the polls, she was being very nicey-nice, and she's the same woman who was handing out flyers against Andrew Carroll earlier in the day, from what I understand. She was like, "Oh yeah, Andrew, I liked a lot of what he had to say." And I said, "Well, you know what?" She went on. She said, "It's just too bad he didn't work with us." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" "Well, he didn't show up to our meetings." I said, "Well, it's my understanding you tried to keep him out of the meetings, or at least somebody tried to keep him out of those meetings." "Oh, that was somebody else." So, you know, not that she had anything to do with that. I don't know if that's the case. But that would be another thing. Have more liberty activists get inside the party politics here and, you know, cause a little bit of stir and a little bit of commotion in there. That's a possibility, too. So I think there are a lot of untapped possibilities, at least happening here as far as politics is concerned here in the Keene area. There's a lot more going on around the rest of the state. More on voting. Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at silvercirclemovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free How-To Gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at Diabetic Health Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include things like our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the lists. There are lists. There's the updates option where you can get them via email. You can follow our Twitter or Facebook. So different ways for you to get the information to your eyeballs. Go to news.freetalklive.com. We're going to take a break from the voting discussion. I'll come back to it because I want to know what happens to the legitimacy of the state if, indeed, in the fantasy of the outside the system zealot, no one votes. Let's continue here with that in a moment. But first, go to Mango, calling from New York. Mango, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Thanks so much for the show.
Oh, my pleasure. What's on your mind tonight? Thanks for the call. Go ahead.
I personally, I've had these arguments with many people, and I think that voting is a better solution because nothing will change if you don't vote, as you were saying.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's true that nothing will change if you don't vote.
No. What I'm saying is it's an extra power that you have. And even if you're not voting for anyone, you're sending more of a vote than not voting at all. Do you know what I mean? If you keep it blank, at least you... Anyway.
I don't think that does much of anything if you keep it blank. And I don't think it's much power in the first place. I just don't think it's endorsing violence to vote. I don't have a moral qualm with it. I think it's just a game that they allow you to play.
I agree with that. But... I'm calling about the private property issue from a few days ago.
Sure, the question of what is private property or how can it be, what is your, your specific issue with it?
Well, I've been listening to you guys for years now, and I love the show a lot, but I guess I'm a different type, more of a lefty anarchist. I believe in free markets too, but I'm kind of confused about it because the private property issue, I don't really I don't see how that's, like humans are a social animal, first of all, and like compartmentalizing and dividing up all the land, you know, I like the idea of being able to go into the woods, you know, like if someone owns 100 acres, I don't see how it's right for him to keep me off his land if he's not using it. Or, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that just, because right now there's millions of people that have money ill-gained, you know, that gotten from hundreds of years ago, like kings or or whatever,
and they
own a ton of land. And
some of the current property is poorly distributed and would need to be redistributed in a free market, but the market should be the process for that. How do you know the land isn't used? What if it's somebody wants a nature preserve and it looks unused to you, but to them it's environmental protection?
I agree. No, I understand that. It's a difficult.
It is difficult.
It's very difficult, and I think that as it is right now, with no trespassing and stuff like that for huge pieces of land. I think, like, if, for instance, in Haiti right now, there are rich people that own 90% of everything, and everyone's stuffed in little tent houses, and they're getting kicked out of there. They don't even have water to drink.
Well, Haiti's not an example of a free marketplace and how things would work ideally in that situation. I think that in a free market, we don't know exactly what would happen because we've never experienced it. So it's hard to predict exactly how property ownership might shift, how things might change in the absence of the monopoly, violent control over things. I mean, you acknowledged what Sean was talking about, where if somebody wants to keep a piece of property pristine and doesn't want human beings to touch it, then you would be violating that person's wishes by coming in through their no trespassing signs. Well, on the other hand, there may be people who would buy property together, like, you know, communal group that could get together and buy a big swath of land and say, come on in. You know, so there could be the entire reverse of that opportunity. And I can tell you that buying a plot of land where there's nothing around isn't an expensive proposition in most places. I mean, if you're not buying it on a main drag in the town limits or whatever, if you're out in the woods, it's not going to be a whole lot of money. So getting together with other people would mean that you could go in and get this property fairly cheap, and then if that's really what your belief is, you've got acres and acres and acres, you can advertise it online, you know, free acres, come on in and throw your tent down or start building your log cabin, and then you guys would figure out how to handle that. So I think under the private property paradigm, you could have a variety of different options. But I also understand where you're coming from, and that was kind of what my position was, because Mark was coming from this very firm property rights viewpoint where you can own things for that are huge in perpetuity and do nothing with them. I think that I understand your frustration in that you've got somebody that owns hundreds of acres, and whether or not they maybe it's not intended to be a nature preserve, maybe it's just they're owning it with the hope that someday someone will want to buy it from them, and until then they're just going to sit on it. That's frustrating. I mean, because how many generations does that get to go? How many hundreds of years can that property sit there when it could be put to a better use? But then again, who decides what a better use is?
Well,
and you get into some really sticky issues.
Well, the decision as to a better use would be whichever use more matches the desires of consumers, whichever use produces more money. If I've got a use for, if somebody has a piece of land and they're not really using it, and I've got a great idea that could use that land and generate a profit, I can get a larger loan to purchase that land from whoever currently owns it, and then put it to whatever productive use would be best.
Yeah. You might be able to get in and get it really cheap as well, and then you wouldn't have to wait however many another few matter. I mean, if it turned out that the marketplace decided there was going to be some sort of rule that allowed after a certain number of X number of years of no one doing anything with a piece of property that it'd be somehow open season, which I don't know if that rule would ever come about because it all depends on what the market would want. But if that rule were to ever come about, it would still make more sense for you to expedite the process by just making an offer on a piece of land. I mean, if I'm sitting on a bunch of property and I'm not using it for anything, then I might want to turn it into some cash if somebody came and made the offer.
Well, there would be, need to be some sort of situation for abandoned property, certainly.
That's what I'm talking about, right? How? What would the parameters be around abandoned property in the marketplace? I think that remains to be determined.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I know personally somebody who squatted a building here in New York City back in early 90s, and they hooked this building up beautifully, and it was it hadn't been lived in for many, many years. And recently, the mayor sold it, the building to them for a dollar or something.
Really?
Just so that they just so they would tax it on it. And, you know, that was one way to just so people wouldn't go nuts in the street or whatever. And, you know,
Right. I think there's a legitimacy to that because you got situations, you mentioned abandoned property, Sean, like if the owner dies, there may be not an, there may not be a will, and in the absence of the state, because right now the idea of the state means that these gangsters get to come in and take all your stuff if you don't
right.
have a legal document that is applicable to their system that will distribute your property. If somebody doesn't
yeah.
have that or it can't be found or whatever, you've got abandoned property, and then there's got to be something some way to handle that and. Maybe people just coming on there and homesteading it is an appropriate way to do that. So I don't think that, you know, again, it all depends on what the market's looking for, and the market is the aggregate of all of the people that are in it and what their decisions are. So I think it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But I know that today's situation where we own nothing and it's all just the illusion of ownership because the criminal gang can come in and tax us for it.
Yeah,
is
I
less
found
than
out the hard way by buying a piece of property here in New York.
Yeah, don't buy any property in New York. We got a lot of.
I wanted to bring up really quick. I don't know if you've ever heard of the commune in Denmark called Christiania.
I have not. No.
Never heard of it. No.
Did you want to tell us about it? I think we lost his call. Thanks for the call. Interesting discussion. 800-259-9231. So voting back to that discussion here for just a little bit more. If no one votes, does that mean the system is no longer legitimate? Because the argument of the one of the arguments of the anti-voting crowd is that you're legitimizing the system by casting a ballot.
Well, the system's not legitimate to begin with, so
I see what you mean. But in the in people's minds, it does have legitimacy, right? I mean, from our perspective, it doesn't because it's violence. But in many people's minds, this is our system. Well, if nobody votes, then does that mean no one is endorsing the system? Will it disappear? More coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.